Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to host this call each and every Tuesday going on for 18 years. I'm hosting this call in beautiful Stockton, California from the comfort of my home where the commute from the bedroom to the boardroom is 30 seconds. This call is dedicated to all entrepreneurs in free enterprise, network marketing, internet marketing, direct sales, entrepreneurship in all forms of free enterprise. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I have a fantastic call for you this evening that will follow up with the call I did most recently on how to ask effective questions in a sequence. Tonight's call is called Connecting Mastery. I'm going to cover a few quick highlights of what's happening on in my speaking schedule for the next few weeks, and we'll move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This Saturday, July 19th, I will be in San Francisco, California, Bay Area, actually Pleasanton, California, speaking with the one and only C.G. Siddons. That is this Saturday. And next Saturday, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. Now, that is a small facility, holds maybe 80 people. That's going to be a standing room only room. On August 9th, I changed the dates from August 9th to August 16th. I'm going to be in Columbia, South Carolina on Saturday, August 9th. September 6th, I'll be back in Philadelphia for a repeat performance. We had over 180 people in a room that seats 140 this past Saturday. A fantastic effort and great event. Multiple speakers were sharing insight, wisdom, and transformation at that event. On September 27th, I'll be in Weehawken, New Jersey. I had the privilege of sharing the stage last week with Alexis Romano, and she will be my host for the event Saturday, September 27th. Alexis has a brand new system coming out. She has some fabulous products that can really assist you to be and stay organized. Also, how to develop a very simple, relaxed system from the comfort of your home. Alexis is my biggest supporter, and I'm one of her biggest supporters. You can find out more about her products at alexisromano.com, and I highly endorse her products generically for the industry. October 4th, I have an open date. October 18th, I will be in Denver, Colorado for the first time in 12-plus months. Actually, it's going to be about 18 months since I have spoken in Denver. On November 6th, 7th, and 8th, I have my protege writing speaking workshop. For those of you who are serious about taking your writing skills, your ability to brand yourself, your ability to create a sales funnel, create traffic online, also want to improve your ability to deliver a keynote speech, you want to write a book, or know how to run a business from the comfort of your home, the November 6th, 7th, and 8th Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop will be available to the public. Now, if you purchase a ticket to that event, it also comes with 5 hours of one-on-one coaching. And with that, I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. If you are brand new to this call and never tuned into this call and you're on first-time caller, welcome, welcome, welcome. I host this call each and every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Now, tonight's call is dedicated to the ability to connect, the ability to ask questions that are emotional, spiritual, connectability, create relaxed relatability, create prosperity and reciprocity, the ability to really connect on an emotional, spiritual level. Now, there's small talk, fact-finding, and rapport building, and I've been hosting these calls for 18 years, and you can find all these calls where you can find a lot of the content that I've covered that will give you great insight on tonight's call on how to connect, on how to sell, how to market, how to collaborate, how to create a brand, how to market, how to persuade, and how to influence, and then how to lead. They're all connected, but if you can't connect with yourself, you will have challenges connecting with others. And you can find all my content at goldenmastermind.com, archive calls, and you'll also be able to pick up last week's call. Tonight's call is being recorded, and it will be available tomorrow at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you have people in your team that have challenges asking the questions in a sequence, ability to connect with people and ask the questions that many people perceive to be personal, when really it's not personal, it's just the ability to actually create that rapport, RAPPORTCONNECTING, rapport building, connecting. The three kinds of questions, small talk, fact-finding, and connecting questions, and questions that really sell the dream, the purpose questions. You have to be comfortable in asking those questions. But it all starts with you. You have to be able to connect with yourself. But if you feel disconnected because of events that have shaped your feelings, there's a high probability that the language style that you use will continue to reinforce the feelings that you feel and create the disappointment that you've been connected to for so many years. If you have been an over-obligator, if you are an underachiever, or you can actually be an overachiever and get undercompensated for it, if you find yourself in that situation, if you find yourself having challenges using the telephone to connect with someone in your circle of influence or a lead you've generated, then there's a high probability you will feel disconnected. But to connect, you'd have to let go of the outcome. You'd have to let go of the anxiety. But most importantly, you have to let go of the story that you tell yourself before you ever begin. If your brain has an association with pain, and it's a deep association based with past events, and you're more connected to pain than you are pleasure, you struggled most of your life, you have diseases and or addictions, and you feel disconnected from yourself and or life, there's a high probability you live in an energetic, vibrational, low self-esteem state that is you attracting the same situation over and over that keeps you disappointed. Now, if you're ready to change and or let go of control that keeps you in control of being overwhelmed, anxiety, and disappointed, then you have to have a different perspective and a different perception of cause and effect and why you do what you do. If you look at a telephone and go into immediate anxiety, or the thought of calling someone takes you into a fight or flight, there's a high probability that you're holding on to past events, unresolved issues, based on rejection, abandonment, overwhelmed feelings, being placed in a situation where you had to become codependent and not independent. Any multitude of events can contribute to a feeling of low self-esteem that will keep you from being connected. To connect with yourself, it's simply this. It's nothing more than permission-based, letting go of the events that shape the feelings, giving yourself permission to affirm, to state, one day at a time, changing your perception of yourself, being comfortable with who you are, and also the process and evolution of transformation and or change. As you move deeper into that process, the books you read, the CDs you listen to, the more that you stay connected and grounded, the more you let go, the more you can connect with Source. Now, when there's no separation between you and the quantum field, quantum physics, the Akashic Records, or any situation where you can access brilliance, then you'll spend less time being and staying overwhelmed. Now, you already know that you know, and when you let go of what you think you don't know, you'll spend a lot more time in the present. In that present state of the no known, you'll have a lot less times when you'll be unsure, uncertain, overwhelmed. When your whole brain is connected to past pain, your brain's purpose, the left brain's purpose, is to resolve a problem. If your brain perceives the situation to be a problem, then procrastination will be the obvious answer. Procrastination, unequivocally, is the thief of your most valuable commodity, T-I-M-E. And to connect with yourself, it's permission-based. I am enough. I am lovable. I am capable. I am learning. Learn to speak present tense, not future tense, with no commitment. Decide, commit, I am, I will. Those are all statements that can assist you to be a lot less commitment phobic where you're disconnected, and connected where you are absolutely connected and source grounded, where you are connectable. But when you feel less than, your brain sends a signal that says, you're not good enough, I'm not connectable, I'll make a mistake, I'll be judged, I'll create the situation to fulfill my feelings of disappointment connected to abandonment, rejection, and past events. Now, if you are so done with this, so tired of this, you're overwhelmed with being overwhelmed, you're ready to let go of being overwhelmed, and you want to practice a whole different type of discipline, a self-talk that's conducive to an outcome you deserve. It's not what you need, it's what you deserve, it's what you require. So when you step in that force field of energetic vibration, you begin to change your attractor factor. The reason connecting with yourself is so important is you cannot attract to your reality the prosperity partners that you require in free enterprise to prosper with, because if you're disconnected, you're going to attract people to typically fulfill those feelings. You'll attract people who require enabled. You'll attract people who are as overwhelmed as you are. and you'll attract the same situation to fulfill your feelings. If you're ready to let go of that, start to get clear on what you deserve. It's not what you need, it's what you deserve. D-E-S-E-R-V-E, day of service, deservier. And when you start to come from that type of power and you let go of what you need, a whole different type of person begins to show up. Your connectability, your affability, most importantly, your charisma, your white light energy, your affability, that energy, that telepathic communication that comes off that many people want to connect with you. So when you come from that place, synchronicity becomes a way of life. When you're that connected, when you're that grounded, when you're connected to source like this, you can think a thought and virtually create a result, meaning that you can recall someone and the very next day, that day, that means that person shows up. Those are not just meaningful coincidences. Those are explained in science through quantum physics where there is no separation. When you begin to separate yourself from your mind, because that's based on your past event, that is your control. When you can separate yourself from your addictions, then you can state, I am me, I am free. I am not my vocation, I am me. What you do for a living does not mean what you do while you're living. It's while you're living that's are you important. Are you really here? And if you're not here, right now, and you're not now in the know, then you're typically going to be in your analytical, egoic mind, processing, thinking, evaluating, hesitating, levitating, and pontificating, most importantly, procrastinating. And that's where you'll ask the same questions. How do I? How do I never in context get you to the land of promise? All the how-tos in the world are great, but you have to be able to trust your intuition, your feelings. You should be asking yourself, why I do what I do? What is the cause that creates the effect that keeps me disconnected and separate from source? Source meaning the source of your pain, the source of your problem, the source of God, the source of your friendship. When you stay disconnected, you cannot be purpose-driven. When you are disconnected, you're victim-driven. When you feel like that because you take on too much of a role of a victim, and then what you'll typically do is attract other victims to enable, and you'll stay disconnected. The power to change, the power of a belief, a sense of certainty, as you begin to change these feelings and connect with yourself, you'll begin to listen differently. So when you are connecting, your whole purpose is to be able to, in that human spirit, be able to feel other people's feelings. Now, if you've also shut yourself off from feeling and you live in your egoic mind thinking, then once again, the vibration that you send will not be conducive to the kind of people that you require to attract in free enterprise. You require a few people, the law of the few, a few people who are connected. These people are mavens. These are people who can connect with all four and all 16 personality types. You require people in your team who have a circle of influence. They have an existing network. They're not coming out of engineering school where they live in their head. They're not coming out of pharmacy school. There's nothing wrong with those two great degrees or those two great professions, but you're seeking people that typically are not solo entrepreneurs or employees. You're looking for people of a circle of influence, someone who can tap root, someone you can connect with, someone you can build a team with, someone you can create synergy, synchronicity, synchrodestiny, and symmetry. That's the kind of person you are looking for because it gives you the human spirit. It gives you the feelings that you're seeking to feel, love, compassion, passion, energy, the emotional vibration. When you come from that place in the universe, you begin to attract a whole different type of person. Now, how do I connect? That's the question you ask yourself. How do I connect? Well, there's a how-to. Here's how you would connect. By the way you ask the questions. You learn to ask the questions in a sequence. It means sequential order, meaning there's a system to it. When you start to develop a system to ask questions and you be really skilled at asking the same questions over and over, they become auto-suggestion. Now, you have heard me state before, the way you do one situation is the way you do every situation. The way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So when you start to create a routine, simple emotional discipline, when you start to let let go of your rebellion against your own success, when you realize that you are in free enterprise with a purpose, freedom, and the freedom that you seek is the freedom to choose, but you also must choose to produce. And a great deal of your time should be devoted to mastering the most practical, methodical skill that you can learn, the ability to ask a question. Questions should be asked in 5 to 15 word statements that end with a question. Questions should have a purpose. There's three kinds of questions, as I stated. There is the questions that you really connect with people. Those are the purpose questions. There's the small talk, the fact-finding, and the purpose questions are also called rapport-building questions, where you really start to create that connection. And I like to use geographic places. I like to use sports. I like to use business. I used to like to use life when I connect with people, music. Whatever your niche is, you want to be able to attract and or find people that you can connect with. So if you're connecting on social media or any of the Instagrams, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, any of these type of situations, you're branding yourself so you can connect with people. When you connect with people, people want to connect with you because they find you interesting. That can be warmth, it can be affability, it can be looks, it can be handsome, it can be energy, it could be a niche, it could be a skill, but when you bring that kind of affability to the world, and you bring that kind of emotional, etheric, white light energy to the world, people want to connect with you. And the signs start to show up in your advertising, in your writing style, in your inbox, on your voicemail. You'll have people that say, I don't know what you do, but I want to be a part of it. And eye contact, when you are connected with yourself, you're going to be able to pick up on a lot more eye contact. When you're connected with yourself, your hearing changes. You can begin to hear what people mean, not what they say. When you are connected, it's I am connected, I am a connector. There's no separation between the two, because the way you communicate with yourself is also the way you communicate in life. When you bring that type of energy, when you live in the solution, not the problem, when you learn to be a lot more opportunistic, a lot more objective, and you spend a lot less time being overwhelmed in anxiety, in anger, in resentment, in abandonment, in rejection, in guilt or shame or overwhelmed, you'll be a lot more organized. When you're connected, you're definitely going to be a lot more organized, because you're going to have pride in yourself. You're going to come from dignity. You want order in life's chaos. You start to be a lot more systematic. When you have street sense, common sense, business sense, and you become resourceful, you unequivocally are in the flow when you have that kind of situation, because that means you're a lot more connected. Your connection to infinite intelligence, deity, source, i.e. God, that connection, that straight line connection, that universal connection, that means you're not separated. You're not outthinking yourself. You're not processing. And when you prospect, you come from a whole different relaxed relatability. When you're relaxed and you're relatability, you're not projecting an outcome. You're not concerned with being judged. You're not concerned with making a mistake. You're not concerned with reading a script, because you are you and you are free. And when you have that kind of emotional connection and you are free, your reflexes are different, because you're not thinking about how you might make a mistake. You're not consumed with the outcome. And when masters state, don't get wrapped up in the outcome, don't get attached, well, you have to understand the context of that. It doesn't mean that you're not attached to the human race. It doesn't mean that you're indifferent or insensitive. It means that you're not attached to the outcome, because you're comfortable enough with yourself. You know that you will create and or attract the outcome rather than trying to get attached. There's a difference between attracting an outcome and attached to an outcome. When you can attract an outcome, you know that through your law of averages that you will create your victories on your terms and your time frame. And when you're in that kind of attractor factor, you're not consumed with where and when. You know that it's coming up. In the law of separation, you're not separate from source. You're able to attract now, and you know that it's on its way. And you know it's in the mail, it's carrier pigeon, it's going to be telegraph, telefax, any multitude of situations. It's going to arrive on your terms and your time frame within context, because you are connected. And people are like this, the law of the few people that are really that connected, They don't get upset. They don't feel rejected. And they're able to create what looks like a lot out of nothing, because there can be a strife, there can be a strike, there can be a financial meltdown. And that kind of person that's really that kind of connected is resourceful enough to adapt to the situation at hand. And that comes from this one key word. Connection really is synonymous with this word, trust. If you don't trust your feelings based on past events and past mistakes, then that means you're going to have to rely on your mind. And that means you're going to have to evaluate, think, judge, and have to rely on facts, figures, and logic. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that. And connecting is emotional. It's not intellectual. You can't intellectualize a conversation. I mean, although you can have an intellectual conversation, but being able to connect is not something you intellectualize. It's you emotionalize it. But if you are someone who's been hurt, traumatized, victimized, and you don't trust people, then it's going to be very challenging for you to sell, market, brand, or write, because you're going to be defensive and sensitive, hold on to past feelings to avoid perceived pain. And unfortunately, that's what happens in a lot of the selling market. A large percent of the population misconstrues, misunderstands, and doesn't really understand selling, network marketing, internet marketing, and then they create statements that are unjust and or untrue to stay disconnected. Opportunities are never lost. They are seized by a few people who are available. So in the psychology of asking, there's a whole sequence to any series of questions that you ask. If you're going to hire a dog groomer, or you're going to hire a dog sitter, or you're going to hire a nanny or an au pair or a cleaning woman, and you're going to bring someone into your home to trust your loved ones, your animal or your children, well, you're definitely going to interview that person. You're going to want to know some details, some background information. You're going to want to check it out, see if they're licensed, and do situations like this. And you're going to ask fact-finding questions. And if you're going to negotiate with someone about a fee, you're going to ask questions about the fees. Now, when you start to understand how important and value of questions is, then you'll start to become a lot more relatable in the way you ask, and understand that he who asks also gets. And you must come from that power. You have to let go of talking and telling and selling and benefits and features, and learn how to ask the qualifying questions. You have to learn how to qualify people for your time. And if you're seeking the ideal candidate, the ideal business partner, well, not only are you going to attract them, but you're going to find out a little bit about them. Asking questions and connecting mastery, you have to look at it like this. I am a very skilled asker. I am a master asker. I'm learning how to effectively interview people from a relaxed relatability point of view. When you can create that situation, and when you are fascinated with people, when you are fascinated with spaces, places, faces, and in those situations, when you come from that, when you have a joy of life, and you really bring that to the table, well, that kind of a connectability, people want to be a part of it. But when you're fascinated with humans and human consciousness, and you understand predictability and probability, you absolutely drive the bus. But if you don't understand that, you sit in the back of the bus. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that. In the law of averages, you must understand how predictable people are. A large percent of the population just will not change. They might talk about change, they might think about change, but most people aren't seeking change. They'd like to have it, but they're not really committed to it. So in the law of large numbers and in the law of the few, it's your responsibility to have a better understanding of cause and effect about why people do what they do. And the more you understand that, the less you will personalize this process. So when it comes to asking and answering, the two keys to connecting, how you ask a question, how you answer a question, how you listen, and how you filter out this, the difference between what people mean and what they say. The more relatable you are, the better the listener you are, the better you are at asking questions, you'll be able to persuade and present a lot more effectively. Wouldn't you agree that it's a lot easier to connect with someone when you're relaxed? Wouldn't you also agree that it just makes common sense that your law of averages are going to be much higher when you're not in anxiety, when you're in joy, bliss, love, peace, than if you're overwhelmed? Isn't that just common sense? Well, of course it is. But if you approach a situation in anxiety, and seeing rather than just sitting down at the desk and calling the leads, You're just the way most people use the word approach. How do I approach my friends? Well, what does that really mean in context, approaching them? Wouldn't it be a lot easier to call them, have a relaxed conversation, ask them a couple of qualifying questions, and if they don't qualify for what you're doing, don't take it personal? Wouldn't it be much more easier on your body? You'd stay out of dis-ease if you could come from that kind of power where you're not concerned with the outcome. When you start to master the sequence of questions, you will be able to open doors in many walks of life. When you master the art of asking questions, you can actually call a restaurant and ask for the time that you deserve to sit in a specific situation in that restaurant. When you become skilled at that and understand the game of life and understand that the way you ask, it's not what you ask, it's how you ask. But the way you ask will oftentimes dictate the results. So you don't ask for the clothes right up front by coming out and blatantly be blunt, but you can trial close throughout a conversation. You can be a closer and show up as a closer, and ABC, always be closing, because you understand how to connect. And you close throughout a conversation, and also closing is a sequence. Once you master the sequence of the close and all different type of sales, some to have a different sequence to them. But you should be able to, in network marketing, direct sales, or internet marketing, after a few conversations or a couple of drips online, you should be able to weed out the suspects from the prospects, the interested from the committed, the qualified buyers from the non-qualified buyers. You do this through your ability to write, your ability to connect. See, writing is just as important that you learn how to write, and you learn how to write in a sequence. If you want to improve your conversions per click, it's going to be a direct reflection of your ability to write sales copy. The more clear you are at understanding how important selling is, and sales is the highest paid profession in the world, the more you relax and let go and realize that to become a professional, you have to practice some simple discipline, some repetition and experience consistently one day at a time over a long career. You'll let go of this big deal chasing, big goals that you set so you can be disappointed and become a lot more practical, develop street sense, business sense, common sense, intuition, and become resourceful. Now, the more you do that, the more you let go of all the details, having to be right, having to be perfect, having to be neurotic. When you let go of that, then you are connecting with yourself. Now, if your objective is to lead conversation, then once again, there's a skill to it. And the more you understand the fundamental foundations of the ability to ask clearly defined questions in a sequence, the more that you're able to let go and really just be who you are and just have a conversation, and in that conversation, you are doing asking skills, not talking. He who talks oftentimes talks people out of the relationship. Have you ever seen someone that talk too much or they're talking all of the time? I've seen people like this, and they have no idea. They typically alienate people and wonder why they're left alone, because they TTM, talk too much. And if you're going to go out and talk to people, well, you're not going to get the result you're seeking, because your brain won't separate fact from fiction. It's not talking to people that's going to get you to the land of promise. It's your ability to attract qualified buyers, qualified friends, people that you can collaborate with, soulmates. If you're going to date, it's important that you're able to find out if you're relatable. You don't want to go out on a date that's awkward on a blind date and find out you have nothing in common. It makes much more practical sense to be able to have a relaxed interview and see if there's a common ground or common bonds. That's what rapport building is. And when you can create IR, instant rapport, anywhere you go because of how connected you are, then you can automatically create leads. Right here in my hand is a gate agent from the Philadelphia airport. His name is Lance. Lance is a very affable United employee. I've interviewed Lance several times over my stays in Philadelphia. He's always at the gate on the direct flight out to San Francisco. I always sit in first class 2B on my way home to San Francisco. Lance is a gate agent. Lance gave me insider information on how to apply for a bonus program in United called Global Elite, how to be one of the Global Elite people, and he gave me inside information on how to get there, and he gave me an email address of the person because I knew how to ask him a question, and I've been connecting with him for a few years. I was able to find out he's a personal trainer, has his own gym in his home right in New Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. He's worked for United for 15 years. He wants to get out of the business, and he's open to an income opportunity from the comfort of of his home. Now, when you learn how to do that, when you learn how to connect and ask questions and don't take it personal, you don't hear the word no. You hear they're not interested. You hear that it's not in the cards for them. You hear they don't have the money. You hear that timing isn't right for them. You hear they want to think about it and you don't personalize it because you can disconnect from what is not connectable. And when you learn to disconnect from what is not connectable, then you don't personalize situations. You don't get attached to the outcome. You don't feel abandoned and or rejected. And when you can let go early and often, and when you can close early and often and understand how to separate those two through your trust reflexes. Trust is a reflex. But if you're not in trust, then you're out of trust in your mind, overanalyzing, overthinking. Then you think you have to have the right answers. This is not about the right answers. It's about effectively connecting with people. And then you break connecting down for a specific vocation. Not only must you connect with people, you have to qualify people. And the way you qualify people is about the way you ask the questions. You responded to my internet ad about starting a business from home. Is that correct? What do you do for a career? How long have you been a police officer? When did you graduate from the academy? How many years have you been in the force? When do you plan to retire? What has you in a position that you're looking for a way to start a business from the comfort of your home? How serious are you about starting a business? There's a trial close question. Have you set aside any money to start a business? There's the money question. Or do you have a spouse, a significant other, a business partner that you would require permission to be able to review the content that I'm about to send you? I mean, see, now you address the spouse question, the significant other question, all up front. How serious are you? Now you reiterate and ask the serious question. The same situation happens when you call a restaurant. When someone answers a restaurant that I'm going to dine in, if they don't state their first name, I ask it. Then I tell them where I'm calling from, first and last name. My name's Jeffrey Combs. I'm from Stockton, California. I'm visiting Philadelphia here today, and I am just calling to see if it's possible to reserve a table in your establishment at 7 o'clock this evening and a table of 4. What section would you recommend is the best section to sit in? What gives the best view of your establishment? I mean, these are questions that you ask. Who is the best server, waiter, maitre d' in your establishment? Would it be possible for them to wait on me this evening? Thank you very much. Who is the owner? Is the owner in this evening? Then when you're in the front door, you want to be able to size up the situation. You want to be able to evaluate the talent. If you're a professional recruiter, you want to be able to connect with people. You look at the waitresses, the hostesses, the bartenders. You look for people in your circle of influence, people you are sitting next to at the bar, striking up a conversation, being able to connect, being able to schmooze, the Yiddish term, being able to ask questions in a sequence, being able to relate with someone, being able to create rapport, small talk at the bar, small talk in the language of love in the produce section at the grocery store, mating, dating services, prospecting. It's all about the ability to connect. But if you feel disconnected, then you'll probably find other people that are as disconnected as you to fulfill your feelings. As you learn to let go and interview when necessary, you have to learn how to effectively interview someone. I mean, it's very important you learn how to do this. Once again, if you're prospecting people, you're actually interviewing them. You have to treat it like they're candidates. You don't require them. You don't need them. You deserve to attract people you can collaborate with, people you can create synergy with, people you can bring into your enterprise. They can start their enterprise. You're wanting people who can lead a conference call, people who are self-starters, self-reliant, people who actually come from power, not weakness, people who actually are empowered, people who have a circle of influence, a network, a net worth. They're already prosperous. They do not require weight release. They're already in tip-top physical shape. They have pride, dignity. They also are organized. I mean, these are some of the qualities that you seek in your prosperity partners. See, prosperity partners mean you are starting to connect with people. But you also must be realistic. Success is not for everyone. Get comfortable with this reality. It's not a concept. It is reality. Success is not for anyone. spend less time trying to figure out people and spend more time understanding them. I mean, that's a huge contradiction. I don't understand why they don't get it. I don't understand why more people don't join this company. I don't understand why more people aren't in network marketing. I don't understand why more people don't succeed. Let go of your understanding that you don't understand your understanding and stop controlling your control to be out of control of your understanding. When you can let go of that kind of overwhelmed anxiety that keeps you in the not know, I don't know. Unfortunately, that's where a lot of people know. They don't. They don't know, and they stay in the I don't know, they not know. And it shows up in their communication style by saying, I'm not sure, I don't know. I recently coached a gentleman who said anyway at the end of every sentence. It's how he dismissed committing to anything he was saying. I've seen many people say, I don't know, at the end of their sentences. There's another two words that get lumped together. One of them is actually a sound and isn't a word. It's spelled Y-E-A-H-N-O, and the reverse of that word is N-O-Y-E-A-H. Yeah, no? No, yeah. And many people say no in their language structure when they think they're saying yes, but they say no without even knowing it. Now, if you're really connected, you'll hear this. You'll hear what's meant, not what's said. You'll understand that yeah isn't yes. And you understand that I'm not sure means they are sure. And when they say I don't know, you know that you can ask for what they do know. And when you ask for what they do know when they don't know, they answer what they know. It's fascinating when you really know how to know this. And when you understand this, you become so empowered that you walk anywhere and you command the room because you are the man, you are the woman, not from ego or power or arrogance, but from spirituality. When you bring that kind of power to the game, people feel you because they know you are genuine. They know you know, and they want to know what you know, and it's the unconscious message. Not only do they know you know, they know that you can teach them what you know, and they know also. And when you come from that place, there is no disconnection. Then you are grounded means you are here, you are now. You are you, you are free. But if you're not me, then you can't be free. If you're not you, then who are you? You're an ego. You're an old identity. You're a story. And the more you hold on to the story, what's the story you tell yourself before you prospect? Now, this you can laugh your ass off this one, even though it's not funny. And many people check out and laugh when nothing's funny. Then I like to say, is it funny? They go, no, it's not funny. I knew they'd say it's no, it's not funny, because I asked them if it was funny, and they knew that I knew. See, when you live in that space, then you are the known no where people want to connect with you. You are connected. And that kind of connection gets universal applause. People will show up from all over the world to join you because you are that interesting. And when you really become that interesting, people, it becomes a perception. You know that you know, and you don't have to read everything that everyone else thinks they have to read because you can receive it at a whole different vibrational wavelength. That's because you've created less separation between you and the result. And when you have those kinds of reflexes, you can walk into or walk away. It doesn't matter because you still win. When you walk away, you're going to walk into something else. When you walk into what you walk into and you feel the feeling, then you are you and you are free. But when you keep doubting what you could walk into or walk out of, when you stay in that overwhelmed, unconscious state called your mind, when you stay in your mind, you're not your body. Now, the mind-body connection, there has to be an alignment. When you're separated from your body because your mind is somewhere else based on a past transgression or a past violation, and you had an outer body experience, that you can't have be in your body. In your body is an affirmation to affirm. You must come from that space here, now. And when you're able to do that, you don't require scripts. You're able to just state freely how you feel in a sequence, not being concerned with offending someone, because you're only going to offend the few that are offendable. People that are offendable are sensitive and defensive. When they show up in your team, pay attention. They're not very teachable, because when you're giving them insight, they feel criticism. When you're giving them insight, they're usually talking over you. They tend to interrupt you because they have to get their point across, typically because they have to validate and justify their feelings based on past events. They're the most difficult passive-aggressive people to have in your circle of influence, to mate with, to have in your team, because they have to be right. And they will go to great lengths to prove you wrong at the expense of wasting a lot of their time. So you have to understand that a lot of these people are emotional, spiritual vampires, and they're not connectable. These people show up in your circle of influence to test your spirituality. They show up to see if they can rob you of your energy. They show up because they're addicted to disappointment, and they'll see if you can fulfill their feelings. These are the people that set us up in life. They want something from us, but real quickly they start sabotaging the experience. And they're absolutely shocked if you point out to them that they're sabotaging their relationship with you. But they've already set you up to disappoint themselves so they can justify their disappointment. And when you learn this, then you will no longer feel guilty, justify, validate, hesitate, meditate, pontificate, or levitate trying to convince these people who are unconvincible because they have to be right and you're going to be wrong. When you learn about these people, you will unequivocally let them go. Now, one of the most key components in connecting is to be able to set up a sale. If you're in sales and marketing and you're a professional, and you already know some of this content, but when you're going to be a closer or you are in the process of closing, or I am a closer, it's important you learn how to set the sale. You set the sale by the questions you ask. Many people have challenges doing this, asking questions related to dreams, selling the dream, marketing the money, selling the lifestyle, because of your own anxiety that you haven't done it, you're not doing it, it hasn't happened yet, I'm not sure if I can't do what I haven't done. But when you create a I haven't, so I can't, when you live in that space, then you rob many good people of the opportunity of transformation and change. And that means that relegates you only to a small group of people that are as overwhelmed as you are that you'll be collaborating with. Now, if you let go of that kind of anxiety and learn the simple basic disciplines of setting the sale, asking the questions, and being able to create communications that lead to transactions, because communicating is nothing more than connecting. How are you doing today? Where are you traveling to? Where are you from? What takes you to Beijing? Have you been there before? About how many miles is it there? When will you be coming back? What do you do for a career? Is that a fascinating career? It's not? No kidding. Keep your options open when it comes to additional streams of income. You don't? I appreciate that. Hey, let's have a great flight. Nice meeting you. Bye. I mean, that's someone sitting next to you on an aeroplane. It's that simple. But you would have to let go of what goes on in your mind, the noise between the ears, the critical advisor that gets turned on. You have to turn off that critical advisor, the one that says, wow, I hope I don't offend them. Wow, I don't want them to think I'm trying to sell them anything. I don't want them to think I'm prying in their affairs. I don't want to appear to be nosy. Children are to be heard, not seen. Sit right here and do not make a sound. If you grew up in a passive-aggressive, dysfunctional household where you had to walk on eggshells, where what you lived in was very unpredictable, then there's a high probability it affected your neurological network. You're going to tend to want to explain and validate and justify, and you'll probably be sensitive and defensive in your communication style, meaning you'll talk too much and feel bad at the mistakes you made, and then you'll use that as an excuse to procrastinate, brood, and pout. Now, if that is you, it's definitely time to let go. You have suffered enough. Or you have to know all the answers. Everything has to be perfect. You have to be scripted. You have to be Homie the Robot, and you come from that place where you're just mechanical and you read scripts. I mean, scripts are good, but you have to be able to get beyond scripts eventually, because you have to be able to adapt and adjust with reflexes conducive to the outcome that you seek. When you're letting go of that kind of control, there is no control, you start to have a command of your emotional style, a command of your emotional state, meaning that you can adapt and adjust without feeling abandoned, rejected, guilt, or shame, and you don't question the way you used to question yourself. You can be free and be me. That's liberating. When you can come from that kind of liberation, you attract a whole different type of situation, opportunity, and person to your reality. When you can let go, when you can really let go, when you can really be in that zone, the hands-free zone, when there's no separation between you and the result, that doesn't mean you're going to get every result, but you know that your results are coming because you are in the flow. When you're in that type of energetic vibration, the type of person you attract is a whole different type of productive, self-inspired, self-motivated entrepreneur who typically does not have to ask permission from anyone and can operate in a level of free enterprise in a state called freedom. It means you attracted another success seeker who is not in their head, in their mind. Now, I encounter people, they ask these analytical, egoic questions that have no real relevance to their spirituality. Those type of people ask outer body questions. They want to know the detail questions. They want to know the pay plan. They want to know everything right here, right now, in their control. They don't know how to ask questions. They interrogate. They set people up to disappoint them. These are the type of people who have unresolved anger and are very unconnectable. They typically grew up in an eggshell type of home with violence, or grew up with situations with other parents or people in their circle of influence who had unresolved anger, and that unresolved anger became part of their unresolved anger. These type of people are very interesting and also can produce, because they can produce in their anger, but they typically alienate good people because they have unresolved anger and they have challenges asking the questions. And this used to be me. I used to be in this. I was way too aggressive. And I learned from one of my favorite mentors, Frederick Lehrman, this key term. He said that you, instead of having intensity, you can have relaxed intensity. I didn't know those two words fit together back to back, and I started to live that. I also learned from him how to rest rather than sleep, so that I can rest in the quantum field and rest less and not be so concerned with tossing and turning for several hours. I used to have a story about not being able to go to sleep without sedatives, alcohol, counting sheep, or any multitude of situations. Oh, wow, I can't turn my brain off. I can't turn the engine off. I can't stop thinking about tomorrow. I'm worried. Now, there's a key word that shows up that will absolutely keep you disconnected. If you worry about your worrying and you're constantly worried, how can you be in your body? Does money worry about you? I'm worried about tomorrow. I'm worried if I'm going to pay the rent. Does the rent worry about you? It doesn't. What is worry? Is it physical? No, absolutely not. It's emotional, connected to past events. It means you try to control the outcome, but you end up controlling your feelings. The feelings you control exhaust you and create diseases. That means less ease and more struggle. And if you've struggled a lot, if you are brilliant but underachieved, that's the contradiction that you continue to live in. If you live in multiple contradictions, you will stay multiply disconnected. But as you become affluent, you start to develop influence. You learn how to persuade. You learn how to master your emotional state. You learn how to ask questions in a sequence. You spend a lot less time in an outer body experience in a place called your brain. You don't analyze, process, hesitate, levitate, and pontificate. You're here now. You're present. And when you have that kind of relatability, you attract different type of people to your reality. And this becomes a whole different level of ease versus struggle. Instead of being a hardaholic, you become an easy. And when it comes to the art of ease, the acronym EZ or EASE, then the process becomes easier, and then you become a student of easiosophy. And when you practice that type of ease, a different type of situation shows up in your reality. And you can't lose what you don't have. You're not concerned with the outcome because you know the outcome gets created because you are the outcome. You're in complete command of your present. It's not your destiny. Your destiny is the future. True, we must goal set and we must be able to see the vanishing point in the horizon line. That's the point all the way down the highway. I've been to one of the flattest highways in the world out in extreme West Texas and also in the panhandle of Texas. I've been on one of the flattest highways at about 115 degrees where you can see the heat coming off the highway and see the vanishing point, some of the flattest land in the world. And you just look down there and you see all the way down and watch the heat just rise off the asphalt. It's amazing to be able to see that vanishing point. We should have that, a vanishing point. You want to have clearly defined short-term goals. Obviously, you want to have goals that you can attain. I see so many people set these big, ginormous goals that they never attain. They want to make bazillions, billions. They're going to be a billionaire. Great. I mean, it happens. But what about right here, right now? That's what connecting is. You have to be connected with your dreams. You have to be connected with your source. You want to be connected with yourself, what you're doing, your purpose. You want to connect with your purpose so that you can go through the process. I mean, it's not a grind. It's not hard work. It is what it is. It's you. It's you creating your own reality. But if you create a reality that's kind of difficult to call people, people say these things to you, how am I going to get over this if you have to be perfect and go down a different rabbit hole and invent another system because the system that you're systemizing the system of isn't systemable? And if you keep doing that over and over, all you're doing is avoiding the inevitable failure. If you avoid failure, you are a failure because you're not going through risk and reward. And I see a lot of people do that. It's failing, they say, that bothers them, which isn't even the reality. What their anxiety about is the responsibility of success. Can I keep it? Can I maintain it? Can I control it? Can I hand it off to someone else? I'm not comfortable being successful because success would contradict my struggle. Now, if you struggled your life, success absolutely would contradict that. And when you let go of that lie, that story, that ego, then you will be in your body. You will be connected. To be connected, just ask connecting questions. It's actually liberating when you learn how to connect. It's cellular. It's spiritual. It's emotional when you can come from that kind of connection. That's how you can have a soulmate, a best friend. That's where you can feel like you have a brotherhood. We really feel connected to a group, a cause, an organization. You feel connected to our industry. I tell my clients all the time, buy into the industry. Buy into the network marketing and direct sales industry. Buy into your industry. That means you become a professional of the industry. You're a free agent if you're in network marketing, direct sales, internet marketing, and you're constantly looking for the right chemistry, the right team. Well, many of you have found the right place at the right time. You're in a company that's not creating controversy. You're in a company that has products and services of value. You feel great about who you are, where you are. Your leadership is stellar. You feel great about the ownership. The product and services unequivocally deliver the freaking goods. And you're learning how to sell the dream. I mean, what could be better to be that kind of connected? That is unequivocally the law of alignment. But if you stay disconnected, then you're disaligned. If you continue to have excuses, oh, I'd love to join that company, but I don't have the money. Oh, I'd like to hire that coach, but you know what? $2,500 is a lot of money. It is. $2,500 is what it is. It's $2,500. $5,000 is $5,000. $500,000 is $500,000. $5 million is $5 million. It's numbers that typically have no meaning anymore because it's not spiritual. Money is FICA money. It's not even what it used to be, but you must understand the laws that govern it, or you will be disconnected from it. Your dialogue with money either has you connected with the ability to attract and create, or has you disconnected because of your anxieties and overwhelmed feelings and low self-esteem about yourself. So when you're disconnected and or unplugged and or separate, then you are alone. And when you are connected, you're connected to source, you're connected to the universe, you're connected to people. You go everywhere you go, you feel a connection. When you come from feeling versus thinking. When you're disconnected and separate, you're thinking. When you are connected, you are feeling. Because you are you, you are free. I am not my mind. Now, your brain absolutely serves to resolve problems. Your left brain is the problem-solving portion of your brain. Your right brain is the feeling, dreaming section of your brain. You don't want to be left-brained or right-brained. You want to have balance in it. So when you're left-brained and right-brained and it comes together, not disconnected, then that's when you can tap into the universe. That's when you can be a maven. A maven meaning that there's no separation between you and source. You have all this great content. You don't question where you get it. You're able to disseminate it because you know that you know that you know that what you're receiving. People ask me all the time, how did you get such a great memory? It's not that I have a great memory. I'm great at being in an energetic space where content comes to me. I don't doubt how I get it, and I'm able to disseminate it. I'm able to speak on command that which I attract. And when you come from that type of energy and don't overthink it, see, many try and overthink something like that. You've thought yourself out of your thinking. And instead of feeling, you're trying to think how you once got there. You can't. You have to learn to let go. You'd have to let go of some of the foods you eat that fog your brain. You have to learn how to fast, detox, cleanse, how to be able to sometimes go without the bad foods that you eat. You'd have to have an exercise routine. You start to research better products to put in your body, better supplements. You'd start to let go of people who are toxic in your circle of influence. You'd find groups and organizations, spiritual groups, 12-step groups, direct sales, network marketing, cultures that you can connect with. You want to be able to find that human connection because we deserve that connection. Rick Springfield wrote a song back in my era, back in the day, that would be in the 80s, and that would be The Human Touch. If you ever haven't heard that song, listen to it. Last week I offered a call on I'm Moving On by Rascal Flatts. Many of you emailed me after listening to that song. I mean, that is a fabulous song with a human touch. That is a great song by Rick Springfield in about 1983, if you do remember. Speaking of songs, one of the greatest videos I've seen recently is Give Me Shelter with Bono and Mick Jagger and Fergie unequivocally will bring you to your knees. And see that connection? When you're listening to absolutely great music from memories from your past, or you see movies like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed in it, it'll bring tears of joy and pain to you. Then you feel connected. When you sit in a movie theater and you absolutely cry because you are so connected to that movie and you feel your feelings, it brings back feelings of pain. Are you listening to a song that brings back feelings on a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, Turn the Page by the great Bob Seger, Dream On by Aerosmith, Free Bird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, or any multitude of songs that just bring back those fond memories of you, or when you are connected to your innocence, when you didn't have the same pressures that you talk about in your head in life, when you felt young and alive, when you were 16 on your way to college or wherever you were headed, you were carefree, you were doubt-free. But if you also grew up in dysfunctional homes and unpredictability, that can also have an effect on your ability to connect. But now that you're grown up, you have the ability to let go. You have the ability to release. And most importantly, you have the ability to connect with self, with source. When you can connect those two, self and source, there's no separation between you and the content that you can allow yourself now to receive. It's like a download. When you learn to rest, you can absolutely download content from the Akashic Records, the quantum field. You can actually receive that kind of content. And when you stop doubting how brilliant you are, you'll be able to live more in your brilliance. You'll put your shine on rather than your dull on. If you live in your dull, you can't live in your shine. You don't have to buff up your shine. You are shiny. You just have to let go of the dull feelings that keep you disconnected. And the more connected you are, the more affable you are, the more warm you are, you'll be able to create different relationships. When you're able to create those kind of relationships, people remember you. When people remember you because you're remarkable, people do not remember you when you're unremarkable. They only remember you because you're remarkable, not because you're a freak or a flake, or yet you're so concerned with showing your individualism that you stand out in the wrong way and get the wrong kind of attention. You want to get the kind of attention that people say, wow, there's something about him or her. Whoa, that person's energy is pure. I want to connect with that person. I want to know who they are. When you don't come from ego or your mind or from your analytical egoic space called your left brain, when you're able to just be who you are, when you're able to be in that space, your brilliance, you attract a whole different type of situation and or person to your reality. And when you are really ready to let go, and you're able to be in your power, you start to connect completely differently to your reality. My name is Jeffrey Combs. It is absolutely my privilege and pleasure to be in the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent call with you. This call is officially a call and was recorded, will be available at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, July 16th, can you believe 6.5 months of this year are already passed, 2014? So that call will be available to you by noon Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to connecting with many of you in San Francisco, California, this Saturday, next week in Connecticut, and all over the United States. Have a great evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. Good night and goodbye.